This is Torah 101, every day, day by day. We are back in our study in the book of Bamidbar, Numbers. Today we have a short section, again continuing our reading of the clan heads or the tribal leaders who brought offerings, personal contributions to the tabernacle, the consecration of the place where God would be manifesting himself through the 40-year journey in the wilderness. Verse 42, Numbers chapter 7. On the sixth day was Eliasaph, the son of Duel, leader of the descendants of Gad. He offered one silver dish weighing 130 shekels, which is 3 1/4 pounds, and one silver basin of 70 shekels using the sanctuary shekel, 1 3/4 pounds, both full of fine flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering. One gold pan of 10 shekels, 1/4 pound, full of incense. One young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one male goat as a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Duel, for the tribe of Gad. I like that the peace offerings outnumber all the other offerings, including the burnt and the sin offerings, in number. It speaks of a man's gratitude and thankfulness for his sin being forgiven. The peace offering was a way of saying thank you. 2 oxen, 5 rams, lots of animals, lots of your personal possessions. This is a huge gift, we would say a huge offering, as the basket goes by or into an offering box. To be worth thousands and thousands of dollars today. Verse 48, on the seventh day was Elishama, the son of Amihud, leaders of the descendants of Ephraim, son of Joseph. He offered one silver dish weighing 130 shekels, 3 1/4 pounds, and one silver basin of 70 shekels, using the sanctuary shekel, 1 3/4 pounds, both full of fine flour, mixed with olive oil for a grain offering, the fine flour being wheat, not barley, as we discussed previously. Wheat was considered the proper and the premier way of showing gratitude to God, with the olive oil, which symbolizes light. And of course, we know the Spirit of God too, but olive oil was pure and it was representing the light of God. Similar offerings here for all of these tribal leaders. One gold pan, verse 50, one young bull, verse 51, one ram, a male lamb as a burnt offering, and the one male goat as a sin offering, reminding us of the Day of Atonement for Sin, Yom Kippur, when the 2 goats, one sacrificed for the Lord and the other the scapegoat, set free, bearing the sins of the nation to a forgotten place, a wilderness place, never to be seen again. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, verse 53, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Amihud, on the 8th day. So each day that goes by, a different tribe is coming with a representative, a leader, bringing an offering personally from his wealth, from his flocks, but representing his people, his tribe. 8th day was Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzur, leader of the descendants of Manasseh. He offered the same, the silver dish, silver basin. He offered the same. Verse 55, 1 silver dish, 1 silver basin, both full of fine flour mixed with olive oil, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels, 1 young bull, verse 57, the male lamb for the burnt offering, the male goat as a sin offering, and the sacrifice of peace offerings, the 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs, again, tremendously thankful for the remission, for the removal, for the forgiveness of sin. Verse 60, on the 9th day, was Avidan, the son of Gidoni, leader of the descendants of Benjamin. He offered 1 silver dish, silver basin, again, consistent here in all of their giving. The gold pan of 10 shekels. Verse 63, the young bull, the 1 ram, the 1 male lamb in its first year, burnt offering, and the male goat is a sin offering. Then verse 66, on the 10th day was Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, leader of the descendants of Dan. He offered 1 silver dish, 1 silver basin, 1 gold pan, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, the male goat as a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. Just leaving you today with that thought. Tremendous gratitude and thankfulness. Let us give that today. Let us think of how we can give a peace offering, just saying thank you for the peace that we have with you, our God, through the blood of our Redeemer. And thank you, Lord, for the blessings of your Torah this day.